I think it will be a long time before we come to realize the full scope of your intent with this bill and the agenda that is hidden within its 19 pages. But what I see before me is the corrosion of one of the most fundamental principles of our democracy, the standard concept of checks and balances. Of course, it would be easier for any of us in government to act more expediently if we didn't have the courts or the governor checking behind us to ensure that our actions are appropriate, responsible, legal, and most importantly, in the interest of the people of North Carolina. Nowhere are those checks and balances more important than when we are talking about the education of North Carolina's children. I don't believe we should give a Democratic school superintendent unilateral authority any more than I think we should give a Republican school superintendent that kind of authority, because I understand and respect the value of the constitutional concept of checks and balances in this state. And Bill Coby, the Republican chair of the North Carolina Board of Education, agrees. This is a bad bill. The level of political influence that you are attempting to assume over the Department of Public Instruction quite frankly scares me, and it should scare everyone who cares about public education. This bill takes our state to a new low. Republicans have had their talking points about the Christmas massacre, but what we're witnessing here right now is a political plague. I urge you to vote against this bill.